This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simin, Kuf, Mem, Zayin, Sif, Dalid. We're up to Mishnah Berurah, Sif, Katan, Yud Ches. The Mechaber said that when you are goylel the Sefer Torah, you roll it from the outside, and when you tighten it, you do it from the inside. Namely, when the Sefer stands before you, the Rama says the Ksav should be Keneged Panav. You begin to roll it from the outside, and then after you finish the rolling, you tighten the end of the cloth on the inside, so that when you come to read, it will come out, the Hiduk is on the inside, and you won't have to turn over the Sefer Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Rama Venira, the Choza Mairi, Kishachar Oysa Kol Aglila. This is talking about when one person does the whole Glila, Aval Achshav. But nowadays, Shinoigim, that the Minigis show Echad Magbiyav Echad Goylal, that one of them raises it and one of them rolls it. Haksav Yia Neged Hamagbiyah. The Ksav should be opposite the one who does Hagba. Vechei Noyagim, Kihu Iker HaGoylal VaOyche Sefer Torah. The main Goylal, the main Oyche Sefer Torah is the one who does Hagba. Hagba today is the Iker, even though the Gemara says VaHagoylal Noitel Schar Kulam. The Iker is the Magbiyah. The Iker Goylal is the Magbiyah. Okay, interesting. The Iker Goylel is the Magbiyah. Okay, now, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan, Yod Ches. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'nir d'choza mairi, Yashmi Inan, the Chiddush is Zoloy, Neima, don't say, Dezesh HaKasu, this that it's written, Shehaksav Yeh Neged Panav, that the writing should be opposite your face, V'hainu Neged Pnei HaGoylel, which is opposite the one who rolls it. Kavana sam hechad echad magbiyav echad goylel. The kavana is even in a case where one guy does the hagba and one guy does the galila. A different person. Shetzarach liyos haksav neged pnei hagoylel davka. That the ksav should be opposite the goylel machmashu asik ba'az because he's involved with it. Meaning you might think when it says that it should be yia neged panav, that maybe the way we do it today, where one guy does hagba, a different guy does galila, you would think maybe the ksav should be facing the goylel. After all, when the goylel is rolling it, he's the one who is being oisik in it. So in that case, maybe you would think the ksav should be facing the goylel. No, it's not true. Lezek kasav, deloichenu, therefore he writes that this is not so. Debizmanam, in their times, haya haminag, the minag was she'echad asa agba v'gam haglila. One guy did everything. V'yalkenis ramios memela she'ksav haya neged pnei ha'goylel. Therefore, memela, it happened that the writing was opposite the goylel. Avo be'emas, but in truth, hecha de echad magbia ve echad goylel. If one guy lifts it up and one guy rolls it, yeah, haksav neged hamagbia levad. Then the ksav should only be opposite the magbia, like we do today. The guy who's magbia, he holds the ksav opposite him. Okay. Kihu ikarei shel haglila, that is the main goylel. Shu oiches a sefer Torah biyada, because he's holding the sefer Torah in his hand. Iker hagoylel. Mashma shahagba hi yoisa mitzvah miglila. From here it's mashma that hagba is a bigger mitzvah than glila. V'yal kein, mishanoisin lo sefer Torah lahagbiya v'ligla. Let's say they offer you the sefer Torah and you could choose either hagba or glila. V'yefshir lo lasa shtein, and it's impossible to do both. Yagbiya v'yitin lacha liglo. You should take the hagba and give glila to someone else. So you say, what do you mean? I want to give him the bigger mitzvah. No, you're not allowed to. Chayecha koydem. You're not allowed to give someone else the bigger mitzvah. It's usher. If you have a chance to do hagba and galila, don't say, no, I want to give him the chance. You're not allowed to do that. What do you mean? I'm being nice. No, you're being foolish. You have to take it for yourself. Chayecha koy. You're mechuyev to take it. So you say, but he's my Rebbe. Okay, that's a different story. He's my father. That's a different mitzvah. Okay, so you want to take the mitzvah of Kvoid Rabbi, Kvoid Aviv, but all things being equal, you can't say, no, I want to give someone the bigger mitzvah. Now to do that. Avalim kibdu oisulo hishata samil veliglo. What if they gave you two options? Galila or picking up the mantle or the garto from the bima and handing it to the guy. So then the glila is a bigger mitzvah. Haglila difa di ikar mitzvah yitein la'acha lo'ishet. Give the smaller mitzvah to someone else. Let's say, you know, sometimes you call someone up for aliyah. No, it's okay. What do you mean it's okay? What? You don't want a mitzvah? You don't want to honor Hashem? No, you're not allowed to do that. It's asur. You cannot turn down a mitzvah. If it's davening for the amud, so then there, it's an Indian of srara, so you put on a facade as if like you don't want to take, so to speak, kavod atzir. But mechabed you to do a mitzvah? Can't turn it down. No, I'm not that guy. So what? So then what kind of, that is not acceptable behavior. That is not acceptable Jewish practice to turn down the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Okay, sifhei. Mutav tigal al hamid pachas saviv asevatar v'leigla asevatar kishakar chabim et pachas. It's better to roll the cloth around the Sefer Torah than, and the cloth should be rolling around the Sefer Torah with the Sefer Torah position straight, than the cloth straight and rolling the Sefer Torah in the cloth. Says the Mishabur of La'igal, Per Shalayechas, Amap of Yadah, don't hold the cloth in your hand, V'igal Sefer Torah Svivai, and roll the Sefer Torah around it, Eino Kavala Torah, that's not covered for the Torah. Sivav, Ha'goylo Sefer Torah B'Seich HaTik Toya, one who rolls the Sefer Torah in the case is making a mistake. What does that mean? B'Seich HaTik, Per She'ein Mo'itziyam HaTik V'el Mi B'Fnim. Meaning, someone who doesn't take the Sefer Torah out of the case and he rolls it from within the case, he's making a mistake, because doing so you could easily tear it. Zion. Ein hamafter maschil ad shigamru liglal ha-Sefer Torah kidei shalo yehe ha-goylel tarod v'yuchal l'shmaya haftorah. The mafter cannot begin to lane the mafter until the goylel is finished doing the glila, so that the one doing the glila will not be distracted during the haftorah and will not be able to focus because he's in the middle of doing the glila. So we need to give the goylel the opportunity to. We need to give the goylel the opportunity to focus on the Haftarah, so therefore we don't start the Haftarah until the Goylel finishes. So you say, does that mean I need to focus on the Haftarah and I shouldn't read Parsha sheets? Yes, that's what it means. It's usur to read Parsha sheets during the Haftarah. You say, but I can't focus anymore. Then go to a therapist and learn how to sit in one place and listen to what's going on in Shul. Learn to sit. That's part of being a Jew. Being a Jew is not reading Parsha sheets. Being a Jew is listening to the Haftarah. Okay, I just thought I might mention that because I don't know if I ever mentioned that. Okay, Siv Katan Chaf Beis Maschal Afilu Loimar Berachas Haftarah. Even to say the brachas, Avo B'Sheni Mechamishi Shomer Mihiratzai Nachar Kriya Ein Tzarech LaHamtin Al HaGoylel. On Monday and Thursday, you could start the Yihiratzayin during the Glila, because the Yihiratzayin is the Einoy Ela Minhag. Now, are you allowed to open up the Navi before the Glila? Yeah. It's mashma. You can't say the brachas haftarah. You could open up the Navi. However, on a day that there are two Sifrei Torah, you do not open up the second Sefer Torah before Glila is complete. What if they forgot to say Yehi Ratzayin and they already did the Glila? Could you say the Yehi Ratzayin? Or is it too late? So the Mishnah Berurah is mashma. On Monday and Thursday, you don't have to wait for the Goylel. But you could. The Chazon Ish says, no, you're not allowed to. Once Galila is over, Chazon Ish says, you may no longer say the Yihi Ratzayin. It is usur to say the Yehi Ratzon. But the Mishnah Berurah is not mashma that way. What about for Nusach Sfar that they say Ashrei Yuval Etzion before they put back the Sefer Torah? Could you start Ashrei Yuval Etzion even during the Glila? Yes. Ashrei, the guy could say during the Glila. Listening to the Haftarah? That he can't do. But it sounds like it's better not to start Ashrei yet. Okay. Liglal ha-sefer Torah, ayim repim agadim shekosov da minag lahamten ad etzem gemar glilas ha-sefer levad. Af shaloi karchu adayin hamap aleha, ach meirashi loi mashmakein. The Prima Gadim says that the minag is just to wait until the actual rolling, even though you didn't wrap the mantle on it. But Rashi is mashma, no, you have to wait until the entire Glila. And the Mishnah Berurah is so same like Rashi later on in Siman Reish Pei Daled. What about, do you have to wait until they put the crown on it and the Rimonim? The Lekar HaKemech is Masupuk, but he says since the reason is so the guy could pay attention, then we really shouldn't start until he's finished doing whatever he needs to do. Sivches, b'yom she'esh bo shnei sifrei Torah lo yiftachu hashniya v'lo yasiru hamapa ad she'yiglu harishon. On a day that there are two sifrei Torah, you should not open the second one and you should not remove the mapa until you roll the first one. Says Mishnah Berurah lo yiftachu hashniya shein oisin mitzvois chavilois chavilois. This is not because the guy has to pay attention. It's because you can only do one mitzvah at a time. So if there are two Sifrei Torah, you do not unwrap the second one until the first one's Galila is complete. Why? Ein oisin mitzvahs chavilos ad shiglu arishon b'mapa shela. Also, so let's go to the Ramah. Hagav in mesalkin arishon ad shikvar hinucha ashni al ha-shulchan. You don't remove the first one until the second one is put down. Shalai yasichu daitan min ha-mitzvahs. Because you don't want to have a lapse in your attention to mitzvahs. So first you put down the second one, and then you remove the first one. If you're going to first remove the first one, then there's going to be a momentary lapse in being involved in mitzvahs. U'moitzian shnei asfarim ka'achas. When you take out two Sifrei Torah, you don't take out the second one only when you need it. You take them both out together. The toifsin hashnia ad acher shekar barishan. You hold the second one until after they finish reading the first one. It says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'in mesalkin min ha-shulchan shelo yasichu manichin hashnia al ha-shulchan. You put the second one on the table, koidim ha-kaddish. You put the second one on the table before the kaddish. Kedesha Yomra Kaddish al Shtehan. So you could say the Kaddish on both. Where do you put the second Sefer? On the right side or the left side? Says Rabbi Menashe Klein, you put it on the left side, near the Balkoire. Why? So that when you... So in other words, you're putting the second one near the Balkoire, and this way the original one is further away, so that when it comes time to take it away, you're not. It doesn't look like you're being maver ala mitzvahs. Who says the Kaddish? Who says the Kaddish on the Sefer Torah? The Dershu brings from the Stechemed in the name of Shal Sechus Agudas Ezoiv that if there's an Avel, the Avel says the Kaddish and not the Balkoire. The Stipler likewise says that. The Chazonir says, L'chachilo, you should give it to the Avel. The Shevet Alevi says, he doesn't see that we're makvet to give it to the Avel, but if the minog is to give it to an Avel, it's a good minog. However, the Shari Ephraim says, no, the Kaddish belongs to the Shliach Tzibor. Shlomo Zalman explains that this Kaddish is Nisgan for all the Mesim who don't have Kaddish. And if you give it to the Avel, there's a concern. He's going to be thinking about his mess. It does not belong to an individual. This is like the public Kaddish. It's interesting. The one Kaddish, the wild card Kaddish, is the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. However, if a Baal yard site has the Aliyah before Kaddish, the Shari Ephraim says, it's his. Some are knowing this, even Avel Toich Yud Beis Chodesh. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, so what should he be thinking? He should be thinking for his mess and the other Mason. What if they made a mistake and they said Chatzi Kaddish after the Kriyas HaTorah and the first Sefer Torah? The Elia Rabba says and the Kav HaChaim says and Rav Moshe says you have to go back and say Chatzi Kaddish after the Sefer HaSheni. So I guess this is talking about when there are three Sifrei Torah. Basically, if you say Kaddish, the Iker Kaddish is Nisgan after seven Oilem. Okay, let's continue in the Mishnah Berurah. So Shelo Yasichu. You put the second one on the table. Then you lift up the first one. So you do glil. Then you open up the second one. On a day that there are three books, three Sefer Torah. Kugon Rosh Chodesh, Teves, Chaliyos, B'Shabbes, Uchai Gavna. Azai Achas Shagamra Barishayna. Then after they finish the first one, Menichah Nashniyah, they put the second one down. Ve'ein Oimrim Kaddish, they don't say Kaddish. Rak Magbia Rishayna, they do Hagba on the first one. Ve'goylan, they do Gliel V'chanal. Ve'achar Gemar Kriyas Hashniyah, then after they finish the second one, Menichah Nashlishas Etzla, they put the third one next to it. Shila Tzarech Maftir, Ve'ein Tzarech Laniach Rishayna, you don't have to put the first one. Why? The Chemed Moshe says, because you can't put a Sefer Torah on the beam if you're not going to read from it. Rak Oimer Chatzi Kaddish al Shnei Sefer Torah Elu, U'magbi Ashniya, you do Hagba on the second one, U'poishten Ashlishas, you open the third one, V'karin Lo'il Alam after. Now when you take out two Sefer Torah, you take them both out together. Svirulei De'im B'zem Yishom Mitzvos Chavilois, Ayidei Ha'itzah B'lchud. Aye, what do you mean? Isn't that you're not supposed to do two mitzvahs at the same time? No, this is not a violation of not to do mitzvahs in bundles. V'toivsin hashnia, and they hold the second one. Dahainu shemoisrin hasefer, you give the sefer lemishu shama lebima to someone standing by the bima lachzikoi to hold it ad sheagiyas man kriyas hamafter until the mafter comes. V'loy toiv adav shenagin beizim goes lemusel and nar katan. It is not correct to give it to a young child to hold the sefer Torah. That's interesting. It's pretty common to give the Sefer Torah to a Nar Katan. But he's saying it's not correct. Let's see, what note is this on? Note 30. No, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says likewise on Simchas Torah, you cannot give children a hakafa. It's not covered for the Sefer Torah to give children a hakafa. Don't say, no, I'll make sure he doesn't drop it. It's not because of that. It's because it's not covered. Weiter. El al kopanim yesh lemasu leben das. You should at least give it to someone with some seichel. Also, the one holding the Sefer Torah should not be sitting immediately behind the one who's reading from the Sefer Torah. Okay, we're up to now Simen Kuf Mem Ches. Okay, have a great day, but don't go anywhere. Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.